Blog Talk Radio.
The Dolly McCarthy Show is brought to you by the Naperville Trolley and Tours. The Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and so much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Clark's Car Care, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. They have emission experts. Conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emission Testing Center, Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They're the only repair shop that offers free roadside membership with any repair. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, you don't get anything. No, I'm kidding. You get a deal, such a deal, $17.95 for oil changes. Yes, you heard that right, $17.95. Check out Clark's Car Care. Say hello to my friend Matt Weber over there. Happy cars. Happy owners. Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, your first lesson is absolutely free. Why let me have all the fun? Join the fun. Start dancing. Sullivan Steakhouse, been a sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show for over 5 years now. Thank you, Sullivan Steakhouse. Offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun, cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing guests to unwind, uncork, and untie. Check out SullivanSteak.com, conveniently located in downtown Chicago as well as in Naperville. Hey, you want to have some food that your mama wanted you to eat? Get back to the basics, everybody. Bocconi's, they're a family business. It's owned and operated for over 10 years in the heart of Naperville. Check out Bocconi's.com. And if you're a veteran and you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, see how this works? This is a pattern here. You got to mention the show. You get a free dessert or cocktail. Yes, a cocktail. Veterans deserve whatever they want. Desserts or cocktails on me. Just mention that. Thanks, Bocconi's. And to Midwest Coach Limousine, a family fun run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at mwc.limo, or you can call them at 331-903-0088 to book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Thanks to Napier Settlement, where history comes alive. Napier Settlement, check them out. North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. The farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. I love to tell everybody this. Did you know it was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk? North Fork Farm, offering services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at nforkfarm.com. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by NapervilleAlarm.com. And do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Dolly here. What's the good word? It is the holiday season. We're right in the heart of it. We are just days away from Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, all the cookies in between. I will tell you this. I have had plenty of cookies. We don't need any more cookies at this house. Thank you for everybody that's dropped them off. We really appreciate them, and I made a ton myself. No more cookies here, but we will be asking for snow. We do need snow. We had lots of rain today. Where is the snow? We are just days away, 5 days away from Christmas. We need snow. Everybody been good this year? I was a very naughty mommy this morning. I posted a picture of all of my children. They're not really children anymore. They're young adults, 14 to 22. My son just graduated last weekend. Thank you, everybody, for all of your sweet and kind posts that I, when I posted pictures of his graduation. Am I not such a proud mama or what? Oh, my goodness. But anyway, yeah, I was very naughty. I posted a picture of my kids in their PJs. And to be fair, it was the Christmas PJs. I mean, everybody posts these pictures, right? You know, you see them all over Facebook. So that's what I tell my kids. But they're like, no, Mom, you can't do that. You're embarrassing us. Well, guess what? It's my wall, and I can do what I want. Oh, I was so naughty. We'll see how long that stays up. But it's up there. They're so cute and adorable. I love dressing having them match in a Christmas PJs every year. Wait till they see what I got this year. Such fun in store. So what's the good word, everybody? What are you doing for the holidays? I went to Walgreens today. I'm done Christmas shopping. I went to the mall a few times. The last time I went, I couldn't find anything that I needed off these lists that I got from five little human beings. And I got very frustrated and stressed. And then what happened is I realized, wait a minute, there's online shopping. Okay, it's not the end of the world. So I did it all online. What a lifesaver. But today I ran over to Walgreens for some stocking stuffers. And while I was there, I found some slippers. Let me tell you guys, these are awesome slippers. They're so cute. Go check them out. Walgreens has buy one, get one half off. They were only $10, and the other one was $5. I got two. They're so cute. This is like a gift to myself. And I got one for my sister. Hopefully she's not listening right now. But Walgreens has some great stocking stuffers. No, they're not paying me for this, but I'm a mom of five, and I just, you know, I know this time of year is crazy, and if you need ideas, stocking stuffers, Walgreens, and these slippers are phenomenal. Last night, we also did some stocking stuffing over at Trader Joe's, and while I was there, you know how I mentioned to you guys a while ago that I put turmeric in my coffee. I hope I'm saying that right. Put turmeric, pepper. I know this sounds really gross to all of you, but I also add cinnamon and a little bit of coconut oil. Sounds really gross, but really, truly, it's actually delicious. And after a while, you get used to this taste, and I really enjoy it. And it's so good for you. Anti-inflammatory, antioxidants, all that good stuff. But I noticed Trader Joe's has this ginger turmeric tea. It's organic, too. And my daughter threw it in the basket, and she made it for me last night. Brought it up to my room. I fell asleep. I didn't even have a sip. I was waiting for it to cool down. I fell asleep. This morning I got up and there it was, and I took a sip and it was delicious. Check out that ginger turmeric tea from Trader Joe's organic. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not getting anything from Trader Joe's or Walgreens, but hey, if they want to send me a check for a bunch of tea, I'll take it. No, I'm kidding. Make a donation to Misericordia in my honor. How about that? I want to do a shout out real quick before we bring on my guest. I really am excited about this guest. We lost her last month. We got her back. Dr. Ann Gittleman. She's a best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author, mind you. She's going to be on in just a few minutes, and we're going to talk about what I was just talking about, antioxidants from the green tea, or the ginger tea, turmeric ginger tea. But real quick, I just started to say this. Gun Barrel Coffee, I want to do a shout-out to Sal over at Gun Barrel Coffee in Geneva, Illinois. Thanks for the coffee you sent me. You know, I'm always skeptical when people send me free stuff. Like, what is this? You know, is this any good? He sent me so many bags. So I ended up, well, six bags, okay, not so many. So I put it in my new coffee pot. My Cuisinart, the one that grinds the beans. Is there anything better in life? Fresh ground coffee. You know, I didn't drink coffee my entire life until I was in my late 40s. And I didn't think I needed it, but I don't need it. But I really enjoy it. And now they tell me it's good for you too. But I just wonder. I have some questions about this. And that's a good segue, right, into my guest. I have questions about coffee. I love it, but is too much bad for you? Not to mention how it stains your teeth. You know, we don't want that. All right, we'll be back in 1 second. We've got Dr. Ann coming on to help us figure out if coffee is good or bad for us. I think you know the answer. But here's a little tune for you.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come.
Isn't that a cute tune? Oops, I meant to segue. I'm not a DJ, I'm a talk show host. Oh, well, I tried. A little Christmas tune for you from Mariah Carey. So shout out to Gun Barrel Coffee. Thanks, guys, for the coffee. It's delicious. I especially love your organic, medium roast, fair trade coffee, whole bean. Love it. I'm all out of that bag. I need to get more. You don't have to send me free stuff. Please don't. I will order some. The best thing about this coffee is that it is veteran-owned. The company is veteran-owned. And every bag, a dollar. So every bag they make, $1 goes to support our veterans. How awesome is that? So hats off, guys. Thanks for doing that. That's a no-brainer. Appreciate that. Love that Gun Barrel Coffee. They have all different flavors, too. And different varieties, light, medium, dark roast. I hear, and we're going to talk with Dr. Ann about this, I've heard that dark coffee, you know, you miss out on some of the antioxidants that you get in the medium roast. So we'll find out the details. And I also want to find out how you prevent your teeth from staining. Because that's the thing. Love coffee, but we don't want to have the dark coffee stain on the teeth. Without further ado, let me introduce you guys to the New York Times bestselling author, Dr. Ann Louise Gittleman. She's the First Lady of Nutrition. She's going to talk to us about weight loss, the weight loss power of coffee, and we're going to talk to her about some of her yummy recipes, some coffee pick-me-up recipes in her new book, Radical Metabolism, A Powerful New Plan to Blast Fat and Reignite Your Energy in Just 21 Days. So please welcome to the show. Very glad to have you, Dr. Ann, on the show. Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you so much, Dolly. If you can hear me, I'm here.
Yes. Welcome to the show. Happy holidays to you, Dr. Ann.
And to you, too.
All right. Well, let's talk about your new book, Radical Metabolism, A Powerful New Plan to Blast Fat and Reignite Your Energy in Just 21 Days, is the main component in all of this, coffee? Is that what we're talking about here, how coffee is a weight loss powerhouse?
Well, it's one of the weight loss powerhouses, and I'm going to really tell you something, which is a true confession. I have never been a coffee drinker, and I have written 30 other books which do not promote coffee because I've always felt that it probably wasn't the best health food for weight loss or let alone any other issue because it was such a diuretic and because of the caffeine. But I have been proven wrong, Dolly McCarthy. I'm here to tell you that coffee is a food lover's secret to being slim if it's the right coffee, if it's the right roast and the right coffee bean. So the research has proven me wrong, and I'm here to say that coffee is here to stay, but you got to get the right coffee, have it at the right time, make sure that you mix it with the right ingredients, and it's a really healthful food for not just keeping the weight off, because it increases fat burn by 50%, mind you, but it's good for aches and pains. It lowers anxiety, lowers cholesterol, and even brain fog. So fat loss is just the beginning when it comes to coffee. It's a real superfood that most of us are already enjoying.
Fantastic. That is the best news ever. Christmas is earlier. Thank God. All right. Coffee is good for you, folks. Okay. Let's figure out, though, you know, that, like you had mentioned, the time of day and all of that. And I have a confession. I have to have cream in my coffee. Is that a no-no? Does that cancel out all the benefits of coffee?
No, not at all. We like cream. We like
coconut
oil. Not
even the flavored coffee? Really?
Well, no, it really doesn't. As long as your coffee is the coffee from a medium roast, you medium roast the bean. Because once you over roast the bean, you lose all the helpful antioxidants, and one of which is very helpful for weight loss, known as chlorogenetic acid. So you want a medium roast. You want a coffee, Dolly, that is organic. That's a real key here. So you want the organic coffee. If not, you're just drinking a cup of pesticides, because coffee is a very high source of pesticides, as well as mold, interestingly enough, which I didn't know until I wrote Radical Metabolism. So there's some magical ingredients.
Goodness.
Yeah, it's a biggie, especially for people that have Lyme's, have any kind of autoimmune illness, getting the right coffee, which, of course, we talk about in Radical Metabolism, and you can get at RadicalMetabolism.com. But the other thing that I have found, which is really sensational for women, is that it's especially helpful for women over 40, because when we start to get into our prime time years, so to speak, we start losing muscle mass. And apparently, studies have shown that those who drink one cup daily of coffee have a 57% lower risk of muscle loss. So this promotes the regeneration of muscle. And that's pretty key, because after the age of 40, we start to lose up to 6 pounds of muscle each decade. So that means that our metabolic engine starts to lose its potency, and we start to put on weight. So this is a real bonus for weight loss, keeping your muscles lean and mean, so to speak. And it's also good, again, as I mentioned, to get rid of aches and pains, anxiety, and a risk of stroke. So it's got a lot of daily diet benefits, so it's very good for us. And I like it first thing in the morning, Dolly, first thing in the morning.
Would you have it on an empty stomach then, so you can get the most absorption and the benefits of it?
Well, what I decide to do is I decided to put this in a drink in the morning, and it's kind of like an energy blaster, where you use a cup of coffee, you use some whey protein powder. In other words, you make a smoothie, kind of like a coffee smoothie, but you get your protein,
okay,
you get your fat with a little oil, whether it's coconut oil. In my book, I talk about coconut cream, a little bit of regular cream, if you can tolerate it, is fine. Maybe the turmeric that you were discussing previously, a little cinnamon, maybe a little sweetener if you think you need it, and even some cardamom. And this is really good for your liver. It's good for weight loss. It's good for fat loss. And it's good for your brain. So there's an awful lot to say about the right coffee at the right time, and it's all in Radical Metabolism.
Wow. And that's why I started drinking coffee myself, because I started to see an increase in dementia and Alzheimer's out there. And my grandmother had it, so I have firsthand experience with that and how it's horrific. It's like you're trapped in your own body. And I just said, I just never want to experience that. And what do I need to do to prevent that? And I kept reading the research, like you said, is coffee. But now, you know, we know that adding these extra things like the turmeric, the whey oil, coconut cream even, and cinnamon for anti-inflammation. You know, it's just, at first when you put it in, it's kind of, whoa, what is this? But after a while, it's you get used to that taste. And I actually look forward to it. I add it in all the time, the coconut oil. But I haven't done the whey.
Oh,
so I know we lose our...
Yeah.
And when you said one cup, could you have two? What's wrong with having two cups?
Oh, no, absolutely, absolutely. We like it in the morning because this is easy in terms of my energy blaster. We call it the citrus blaster in the book. We like it in the morning because you get in everything that's good for you. You get the coffee, you get the coconut oil or the coconut cream. You get some natural flavorings like the cinnamon, which is anti-inflammatory, good for blood sugar, a little cardamom, which is good for your liver, or even certain types of coconut oil or even and MCT oil, which I neglected to mention, which is very rich in medium chain triglycerides that increase metabolism. So this is all to get your metabolism up. So I felt that if I put all the superfoods together in terms of its metabolic power, you couldn't lose. And quite frankly, people are losing like crazy. I mean, when they drink my book that I talk about, or the drink in Radical Metabolism, I've had women that are losing up to 14 pounds in, I'd say, 13 days. And it's just by drinking this morning brew first thing in the morning, it really gets your metabolism soaring. And that's why I wrote the book. I wanted something for women that where they'd be able to lose weight, particularly if they were no-to-slow losers or if they were hypothyroid, which is such an epidemic in this day and age. So this is for everybody that's never lost weight before, is over the age of 40, is hypothyroid, or doesn't have a gallbladder, which is another issue that I tackle in Radical Metabolism.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's okay. So we've got the Quick Start coffee shake in the morning. You want that on an empty stomach, right, first thing in the morning.
Yeah, ideally, so it all goes into your system quickly. I would say
okay.
So.
Right. Yeah, I do too. I just wanted to confirm with you because that's what I've been reading, like, you know. But I always get up in the morning and have a big, tall glass of ice-cold water. Is that a bad thing before my coffee?
No. No, it's
like
a wonderful thing. It's
yeah?
wonderful.
Okay.
You go ahead. You H2O up. You water up. So there's no, it's a wonderful thing. And the colder the water... No, because it's going to shake things up a little bit. Cold water has been proven in certain studies to actually allow the body to lose weight. A little water, a little coffee, a little stevia, a little coconut oil, MCT oil, certain spices and herbs, all those are very important, and it will set your metabolism soaring in the beginning of the day. So what you do in the morning, to me, is very important for many people. So you're definitely on the right track, Dolly McCarthy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. If I can only just get up and make the bed first thing. That's what we got to do, America. We've got to start making our beds in the morning.
That too. Right. This will give you energy to make your bed.
All right. You talked about selecting specific beans in high altitudes. Why is that? And how do we find these high altitude beans? I mean, do they say them on the packages?
Not necessarily.
You buy them?
No, I mean, I know about this, Dolly, because I wrote a book, so I had to do the research, but I knew nothing about the importance of the beans in higher altitudes. They usually have higher amounts of this particular antioxidant that's so good at fat burning. They're higher in chlorogenic acid. So that's the easy answer. And I found a particular company, and we're giving people a 30% discount off on their first order of coffee at radicalmetabolism.com, because this is the only the company that I've found has chosen the beans grown in the highest altitude locales with extreme temperatures. So I know it's very high polyphenol or high antioxidant coffee, and these are the very compounds that I mentioned that work in the body to protect you against muscle loss, heart disease, as well as weight gain resistance. So this is what we like. And then, of course, we need the medium roast, and we need a bean that is organic, no pesticides, please, no herbicides, no mold. And this is the one that I chose, and it's all at radicalmetabolism.com. Very, very important, I think, for people to understand, especially because coffee is such a popular drink, and now we know it's good for you, if you clean it up and you get the right variety.
Right, right. Okay. And the high altitude... Where would you find those? I know you mentioned your coffee, but for those of us that go to Starbucks you don't have to plug Starbucks, don't get me wrong. But what type of coffee, what regions? Are we talking Colombia? Are we talking...
Yeah, you're talking Colombia.
You know,
you're talking
Hawaii.
Ethiopia. No, Ethiopia, Mexico, Kenya, Brazil. And a lot of these beans that come from these countries contain as much as something like 10 times more of this polyphenol or chlorogenetic antioxidant than the standard brew.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's very helpful. Okay, then you talk about in your book a pick-me-up metabolizer. I know a lot of folks like to get coffee late in the afternoon to help them get through the night. How is that one?
Well, these pick-me-up metabolizers are not necessarily—they're not necessarily coffee. We talk about bitters. We talk about bringing back the forgotten flavor of bitters into the diet, which is a little apple cider vinegar, Angostura bitters that people use when they go out for a cocktail, or bitters that you get in the health food store that have all these different herbs and they're herbal bitters. So that is for digestion, and that is for an antidote to sweet. Whenever you find you want something sweet, take something bitter. It'll really knock the addiction out. And we do all this because people are doing everything right, but they're still not losing weight. So I figured it's because they're not drinking the right kind of coffee from the kind of coffee bean that we want, high altitude, high polyphenol, medium roast. And now we've got the bitters, which enhance your ability to digest and are very important if you don't have a gallbladder, which so many women don't have. So all of these things are kind of built into my diet plan to make sure you're getting the missing ingredients in the standard American diet.
Mm-hmm. You always hear about that apple cider vinegar. How should you take it so it doesn't ruin your teeth too? And when should you take it? Is this one of this pick me up late afternoon? Okay, before dinner, is that when you say to take that? Should you have it with water? How do we?
Well, I do a mid-afternoon because most people get a mid-afternoon low between 3 and 4. It's kind of a circadian rhythm low that they get. So if you want to use apple cider vinegar, I would use 2 teaspoons and 8 ounces of water, and I might put in maybe a little bit of honey to take the edge off the vinegar. And you might want to drink that with a stainless steel straw, not a non-disposable straw, not a plastic straw these days, please, but a non-disposable straw.
Right.
So, yeah, there are lots of ways to do this. I do everything with a straw these days.
Oh, fantastic. Wow, this is good stuff. I love this stuff. And no, the cream doesn't cancel out the antioxidants. I love to have the hazelnut cream in my coffee. And I always wonder, am I just killing all the antioxidants with this cream? Because I know with dark chocolate, we haven't even touched on dark chocolate, maybe another time. Do you talk about dark chocolate in your book too?
Yeah, because it's considered a bitter. Okay. Interestingly enough, coffee is a bitter. Chocolate is a bitter.
Oh,
bitter
it
greens.
Is. So you could have,
yeah,
dark chocolates that I have in the afternoon. I could have that with my apple cider vinegar or green tea, right?
Yeah, we like oolong tea. I'm a big oolong tea person rather than green tea, and I write about all that, of course, in Radical Metabolism. But the reality with chocolate is you want to get certain types of chocolate, not the kind that's loaded with sugar. We've got kinds that are actually sweetened with stevia that people really enjoy, and they're over 60%, 70% cacao, so they're the real stuff. All of that is good in moderation. It's very, very good.
Right.
For your heart, it's got the flavanols that are good for your heart, good for those that want to keep slim through the holidays. And it's a treat. There's something so satisfying, you know, with all these different types of foods. So you don't have to sacrifice to be healthy anymore. I mean, that's the real, that's the real theme with Radical Metabolism. We can get radical, we can get weird, but we're not going to sacrifice taste for flavor.
We'll get weird with this good. This is good advice. I love it. I love what you just said, too. Weird. Let's get weird. We're with good coffees. All right. Listen, Dr. Ann, it's great talking to you. She's a diet and nutrition trendsetter, Dr. Ann Gittleman, best-selling author of the book Radical Metabolism, A Powerful New Plan to Blast Fat and Reignite Your Energy in Just 21 Days. She's also the best-selling author of The Fat Flush Plan and Before the Change. Hey, this would be good to read for all you middle-aged gals like myself. Oh, I can't believe I just said that. 30 books on weight loss, diet, and detox, all that good stuff. Menopause, perimenopause, and men. She's got books for men's health as well. Check her out on the web. And where can they find your book, Dr. Ann?
Well, if they go to radicalmetabolism.com, then they'll get some free downloads of recipes of how to store the kitchen. They'll get some, we're giving out, as well, not just the recipes. We're giving out a special report on crushing the cravings as well. But beyond that, they get the 30% off coupon of this special coffee, and that's worth the price of the book. So there's a lot of little goodies in store with RadicalMetabolism.com. It makes a great Christmas gift, might I add.
Dr. Ann, thanks so much. That's a gift of better health for sure. Check out that book. I'm excited myself to take a look at it. Dr. Ann, thanks for your time and for your information, all your research on coffee. I'm excited to try your product there. All right. Thanks for being on the show. Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays, everybody.
And to you,
go.
Too.
Oh, we're
and
out
to
of
you
time.
Too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye now. All right. Be good, everybody. Be good to each other. Take care.
Ooh, yeah.